Help, we are back. The phone lines are non-fucking stop. It's my fucking birthday. I'm 28. I'm so happy and young.
Again?
Jesus. Yo, yeah, man. 28. How old are you?
At least you may
29?
Be happy.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Emma's 29. How does it feel to still be 29?
For the sixth year in a row, it feels fucking great. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
You're young. You got video games now.
I don't look a day over 40.
Is that machine you guys use? Like, yeah, y'all still look the same, man. Nobody's like, what happened? Is it hip hop?
It's the oxygen machine.
Jesus Christ. You doing video games now? What's up? You're back to the childhood situation now? You got the video game with Jay? Both of y'all like little kids now with this DJ Hero thing.
DJ Hero thing, yeah.
Is that exclusive only a certain amount, or is that all the games?
I think it's an...
It's Renegade Edition. Is that exclusive? Or?
Yeah, no, there's a limited amount.
Okay.
I don't know what the number is, but I think they're going to see what the demand is and work it out. But it's limited.
So in other words, you're like the drug dealer. You're the digital drug dealer. You're putting a limited amount for the fiends out there. And once it's gone, everybody's fucked.
It's the special edition, though. It comes with with a case.
It's nice.
Like a DJ stand, like a rock case, like a coffin, you know? Like a DJ coffin.
Yeah, no, the shit is dope, though. The game is dope, too. The game is crazy. I played the game.
I heard a lot of mashups when I was in Vegas. It was crazy on there. I was trying to, like, you know, escape with the, you know, exclusives, but... I couldn't even take that. Like,
it shit is a very good idea.
I heard you got an exclusive record on there.
Yeah. There's actually a song from what was done in for the first Relapse album.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was a song from out of that batch that we put on there.
Damn, Paul, why you didn't tell me these things? I could have called the company, could have had the, you know.
Because you don't need to know these things.
Yeah,
the sooner you know, the sooner it leaks.
It's better that you don't.
Yeah, Al is terrible, man. I heard Al got a record on his album, too, that he didn't even call me.
Yo, why are all the Who Kid mixtapes for sale on iTunes? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I don't even know.
How is that possible? How is that possible?
Yo, Em, I was so, like,
No,
shocked.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's dig into that one a little bit.
He's got, like, shell corporations in Haiti, like, nobody can get to.
Yes,
you know?
Pow. All you need to know is your album is not on that list, so you should be okay. I know who you mess with. You guys got political killers out there. I don't want to get shot.
No way.
Anyway.
I don't know how it got on there, Paul. Like, you guys have, you don't have bootleg problems. Does Shady Records have bootleg? does Shady Records have
aside from the stuff that's on iTunes? Oh. No.
Aside from the shit that's on your mixtapes. Let me see.
You don't see, like, different versions of your old songs in Europe? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but what can I do?
How are you gonna react to all this bootlegging stuff?
Canaver. You don't see no.
I don't know, Bizarre. What do you think?
Damn.
Yo, I've been hanging around. I'm getting quick. My wit is getting better. Him is the king of wit.
Can I get you some pizza? I don't know. Like, you wanted me to go out and get you some pizza earlier. I thought it was my birthday.
Who?
You asked me to go get pizza.
Nigga, what?
Bizarre, you asked him to get pizza.
Listen, Swifty.
Helsinki.
Make some noise.
Jesus Christ, man.
Bootlegging is bootlegging. You the king of it. You started it.
I mean, you don't get affected. You got 2 million sold of the first Relapse, and you're doing very well overseas. You're not really getting affected as all the other artists out here.
I have no idea how that even works. I don't really know if I am or not.
Paul, is he aware of, like, the bootlegging system, like the way?
You know,
are you aware of that?
The good thing about him is he's worried about making music.
Okay.
He doesn't really think about that stuff too much. So
I'm just at a point, I feel like, in my career right now where it just doesn't really matter. You know, like, as far as to be honest, from the beginning, it never really did. You know, like, that wasn't my, not that it didn't matter at all, especially in the beginning, as far as, like, you know, sales or whatever, like, but it definitely was never my first, you know, priority, was how many I'm going to sell. I just wanted to put the shit out and people to like it. And now I'm at a point where I'm blessed enough to be in a position where I don't actually need to put out records, but I want to. You know what I mean? So, if you know, as long as people hear it, man, and they like it,
but
don't bootleg it, then...
But I had Relapse too. Is like, yo, you're back to the hunger. Like, M is fucking going nuts.
Okay. I definitely feel like I'm in a little different space right now.
Jesus, what happened? Like, something, like a nerve went bing. Like, is it like some physical, like, you know, DNA? What happened?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, a lot with the last record, I feel like a lot of it had to do with me getting sober and, like, finally just my eyes being open again and my brain just kind of went into to overdrive as far as like, I think with the first, with the Relapse One, like I wanted to just, I think I was trying to prove to myself that I could still do it. So I kind of just wanted to, like, it for me, it was kind of like a,
like an introduction back to getting into it again.
Yeah, and kind of what made me, you know, I guess me in the first place with the, you know, the zany, loony, you know, ridiculous shit. And you know, I just wanted, like, I felt like a lot of that album, I felt like I wanted to just kind of rapid fire, like, punchlines and just, and that, you know, and just kind of.
I wish I didn't, you know, I didn't hear it. I'm so mad right now. I heard it's ridiculous.
Guy. Listen to this guy.
It's ridiculous.
It's not working, bro. You won't.
By the way, you can fire him. This is your radio station. So whenever you're ready, just say the word. I'll have the papers drawn up.
So we're done then, right?
Security, escort him out of the building.
But I like to thank you, Paul, for not firing me because, you know, you guys found out I was Nick Cannon's brother. And, you know, I'm glad I'm still here.
Here we go.
Wow.
No, I'm just so happy. Like, you know, here Jesus goes. Christ. We'll be right back, people.
Really? The reason I dissed you in the first place. Debate and switch, my friends. Now I'm pissed off.